Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is sky. S-K-Y.
Really?
You bet your life! More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present the best of Groucho. Yes, friends, it's a Groucho summertime. By popular demand from your letters, rating histories, and the acclaim of critics, the DeSoto Plymouth dealers bring you selected shows from You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. Groucho Marx is on vacation, friends, and will return in the fall. Until then, it's fun and laughs each week this summer as we proudly present some of the best of Groucho's past shows. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx. Thank you. Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples. Bannerman, who's first to try for the $2,000?
Well, we invited some beekeepers and some girls who arrange weddings to the program tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Myrna Cole and Mr. Herbert Hunt. And here they are. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. When you say the secret word, you divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. A beekeeper and a wedding arranger, eh? Mr. Herbert Hunt, you keep bees?
Yes.
I see. Where are you from? Honolulu?
No, I'm from Utah, Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake, huh? Now,
Myrna Cole, my sweet man is calling me.
What's your hometown, Myrna?
Billings, Montana.
Billings, Montana. Right. How are the Billings in that town?
Oh, just fine.
Well, give them my regards when you see them, huh? Now, you're the wedding director?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, any married woman can claim that title, eh? What sort of work does your husband do?
I'm not married.
Now you're talking, huh? You mean you don't patronize your own business?
Oh, I'm all for it. I'm
well, during Prohibition, bootleggers never drank their own self, you know. You approve of it, though.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I really do.
How come you direct weddings and yet you're still single? Don't you believe in marriage?
Oh, yes. Next time I'm getting married real soon.
You do, huh?
Yes.
Well, that takes care of me. Well, let's talk about bees, Mr. Hunt. How many do you have?
Well, I have about 800 colonies.
800 colonies?
Yeah.
George Washington only had 13 colonies, and he was the father of our country. Now, just what is a colony, Mr. Hunt?
Oh, a colony is a swarm of bees in a hive.
Oh, then actually you have the hives, is that it?
Well, not lately.
Well, do you scratch for a living now that you have the hives?
No.
How many bees are there in a colony? Look how she looks at me. She's fascinated by me. Or is that revulsion? Fascinating. Thanks for lying, anyway. How many bees are there in a colony, Mr. Hunt?
About 15 pounds.
And how many bees are there in 15 pounds?
About 75,000 bees, about 5,000 to the pound.
How do you know? Did you ever count them?
Oh, no.
I see. Well, how many bees do you think there are in 15 pounds of bees?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No idea.
I'm surprised you don't know. As a wedding director, I would assume you know all about the birds and the bees. Now, Miss Cole, where do you direct your weddings?
Forest Lawn Memorial Park.
No wonder she was scrutinizing me so closely. And I thought it was love. Huh? That's a cemetery, isn't it?
Yes. However, we have weddings there also.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, what is your job, Myrna?
We counsel brides and grooms and help them in any way that we can. And we give them rehearsals and instructions and help them to make their wedding just as lovely as possible.
You rehearse them, you say?
That's right.
I noticed the word heist is in there. Now, let's get back to your bees, which is a natural sequence from marriage. How does a bee go about getting the honey?
Well, she flies out in the sunshine when the flowers are producing nectar, gathers the nectar, flies back to the hive, transfers it to a young bee that's about 4 days old, And this young bee...
Well, now, wait a minute. How do they know the bee is 4 days old? Has it got a calendar on the tail or something?
They don't... That is not known except by the bees.
Okay, and they're not talking, huh? All right, now, are bees alike? Don't they have kings and queens and dukes, etc.?
Oh, no. They have workers, drones, and a queen bee.
Mm-hmm. They have to have a queen, huh? Is she the boss?
No. She just lays the eggs.
Just sits there on her hives all day, huh?
And
she does nothing but lay eggs, huh?
That's all.
And you think that's nothing, eh? Have you ever tried to lay an egg?
No.
Now, how about the drones? What do they do?
The drones are the fathers in the hive.
Well, you're talking. The old man just sits around his slippers all day and lets the little woman do the work, is that it?
But he doesn't live long.
Maybe not, but he has a great time while it lasts. Jiggy-la-bee, that's all I can say. Well, you're a very interesting couple, and if I have a choice between matrimony and beekeeping, I'll take the hives. Now, in just a minute, you're going to play your Bet Your Life for a chance at $2,000. First, here's something important to you.
Friends, your DeSoto Plymouth dealer wants you to take the wheel of the mighty DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the DeSoto Powermaster 6. He invites you to take the 5-mile trial so you can judge for yourself the new power of the Fire Dome 8 under all road conditions. Here's what you'll discover. The DeSoto 160-horsepower Fire Dome V8 engine means more driving pleasure, quicker response, greater acceleration, easier hill climbing, and the ability to pass safely on the highway. It means more driving economy, more power from every drop of gas, and on regular gasoline. Also, in the 5-mile trial, you'll have the chance to try DeSoto Full Power Steering, the sensational development that lets you turn the wheel as easily as you dial a phone. Ask your DeSoto Plymouth dealer to let you take the 5-mile trial in the new DeSoto 160-horsepower Fire Dome 8 or the handsome Powermaster 6. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
George, would you mind explaining the rules of the game?
Of course.
Look, I don't understand them.
Well, each of our three couples has $20, and they bet as much of that 20 as they want on each of four questions. And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question at the end of the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bet you $20. You selected modes of transportation. How much are you going to bet on your first question?
16.
16.
Is that okay?
Okay.
16? Okay, here we are. Early settlers from the east crossed the plains and deserts en route to the west in an oxen-drawn wagon. What was it called?
Covered wagon.
Covered wagon is right.
Well, you're going the way, too. You have $36.
I once had a covered wagon. I had an automobile with 3 mortgages on it. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $32 will you bet on your second? $36. You're a perfect 36. How much are you going to bet on your second question? 32? All right. What's the boat called that conveys passengers across the river?
Ferry.
The ferry is right.
You people are really fine and you have $68.
How much are you betting?
$50.
$50. What is the electric railway under the streets of a city called?
Subway.
Subway is right.
You have climbed to $118.
At $118 is your last chance to be the other couples. How much are you going to bet?
Shoot the work.
Okay.
Here we go. What's the name of the sealskin boat that Eskimos use?
Kayak.
Kayak is right.
And you wind up with a grand total of $236.
Groucho, the secret word is still the same. It's sky. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a nurseryman and a housewife, and here they come. Folks, come on over here and meet Groucho Marx, Mrs. Mary Duffy, and Mr. Robert Stansfield.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. And to say the secret word, you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Mary Duffy, you're the housewife. Where are you from?
I'm from Alvord, Iowa.
Alvord, Iowa. Where's that near?
It's in Iowa, near Minnesota and South Dakota, near the
It's in Iowa, but it's near Minnesota?
That has a South Dakota and Minnesota line.
Oh, well, you're talking fairly well confused, Mary. Your name is Robert Stansfield?
That's right.
And you're the nursery man, eh?
That's correct.
Aren't you pretty old to be in a nursery? Which one are you from, Bob?
From Paul J. Howard, California, Flatland.
Oh, and what is your hometown?
Thomas Wells. That's in Kent, England.
Oh, you come from England, eh? Mm-hmm. And you were transplanted to California, is that right?
That's right, yes.
I'm surprised you don't have more of a pot. Are you married?
Yes, two children.
How did you meet your wife?
Well, it was during the war. I was in the British Navy, and
Oh, were you a sailor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm pretty crude, huh? How'd you meet your wife?
Well, while in San Francisco, I went to a United Services club, and she was a hostess there.
You said you were in the British Navy, and what were you doing in San Francisco?
Well, we pulled in there for a little vacation.
Oh, and you met your wife there?
Yes.
How did you meet your husband, Mrs. Duffy?
I met him in Sioux City, Iowa, in the stockyards.
What was he doing, throwing the ball down there? What was he doing in the stockyards?
Well, he was working there.
At what?
Well, his job was to sort out the cows as he came into the yard. He'd put the old cows in one pen and the young cows in another pen.
He was sorting out the old cows and the young cows, and that's how he met you?
Sure. He's standing there waiting for some cows to come in, and I come along.
And you gave him a bum stare, I suppose, at the beginning. Huh?
Well,
what happened?
I was walking along along the fence on some grass, and
what were you grazing?
I was gawking around trying to see everything, and I was looking around, so I stepped into a mud puddle, and I practically fell on his feet. I slipped in the mud and fell right in front of him. And he looked down and he said, "Well, you're the clumsiest cow I ever saw."
He always had a flair for romance, his father. Well, let's talk about nurseries. For example, why do they call them nurseries, Robert?
Well, the plants are just young little things, and, they have to be nursed along just like a baby.
Is that so?
Sure.
I'll have to drop around your place at mealtime. I'd like to see you vape a petunia. What is your job at this nursery, Bob?
Well, I'm a seedsman, or I work in the seed department at the store.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting work.
And you advise the customers about their problems?
Yes. Oh, yes, that's one of our services.
Well, I have a lemon tree in my backyard, and the top half of the lemon is always kind of mushy and soft, and the bottom half is fine. Now, what's the matter with that tree?
Well, you probably didn't fertilize it at... fertilization is very important with citrus, and you probably didn't fertilize it at the right time of the year.
Now, suppose I told you that there were two trees next to each other, and the one tree is doing wonderfully, and the other one has these lemons on that are half rotten and half good.
Oh.
Riddle me that.
Come on,
you're an expert now. I want an expert's opinion.
Well, you probably just bought a lemon.
That's very funny, but you're not helping my problem. That's true, you know. I'd like you to come out and look at those.
I'd be very glad to do that.
Okay, I'll give you the address later. Huh?
All right.
And bring that girl that was at the forest lawn with you. Huh? You can forget about the lemon. Now, there's something else I'd like to know. All my life, I've heard of shrinking violets. Now, honestly, do violets really shrink?
No, they definitely don't.
How do you know? Have you watched them hanging on a line? You rascal, you little. I trap you like a fox traps a hare. Let's try it again. Now, careful now. Is it true that roses are always red?
No, roses are many colors.
Obviously, he knows rose better than I do. Now, specifically, what are some of your best sellers?
Well, you trapping me again?
No, I'm not trying to trap you this time.
Well, we have shrubs. There's the pittosporum or potastrum, as some people call it.
What's a potastrum?
Well, it's a pittosporum.
Well, I cleared that up. Well, okay, now I know all about spring planting. Now you two are going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at $2,000. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but Fenneman's off stage to remind our listeners.
The beekeeper and the wedding arranger won $236.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can bid you $20. You selected wives of nobility. Here's your first question. How much are you going to bet?
15.
15. Okay. What do you call the wife of the Tsar?
An empress.
You agree with her? No, I'm sorry. It's Tsarina.
You don't have $5.
Well, how much of the five are you going to bet?
Oh, go on. Let's go five, yeah.
$5. Okay. What do you call the wife of a duke? You ought to know that.
Mm-hmm, duchess.
The duchess is right. Well, we're playing again. Here's the third question. How much of the 10 are you going to go for?
Okay.
Okay. What do you call the wife of an emperor?
An empress.
Empress is right.
We're back. You have $20 now.
$20. Here's your last chance to be the other couple. How much of the 20?
Mm-hmm. 20.
What do you call the wife of a baron? Baroness is right.
$20.
You made a comeback, and we'll see you later.
Groucho, the secret word is still sky. We invited some junior high school boys to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Howard Brody. His partner is a member of the Parent Teachers Association, also chosen by the studio audience, Mrs. Priscilla Stell. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. You say the secret word, you divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Now, let's see. Mrs. Priscilla Steele. Stella?
Stell.
Stell. I call you Priscilla, huh? Yes. You can call me John Alden. You're a member of the PTA?
Yes, from Glendale.
You're from Glendale?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Howard Brody, that's yes. You, huh? How long have you been living in Los Angeles?
Oh, about 7 or 8 years, huh?
And where'd you live before then?
New York City.
Where about?
New York City itself.
Yeah, well, very lots in New York City. Huh?
I can't think now.
That's close enough. Huh? Where'd you live before that?
Oh, well, Cloud 7, I suppose.
Where?
Cloud 7.
Cloud 7? He's going to be difficult, I think. How old are you, Cloud 7?
13, sir.
18, huh? And what sort of work does your wife do, Mr. Brody?
I don't have a wife.
You don't have a wife? And you're from New York City?
Yeah.
What sort of work does your father do?
Well, he sells Dr. Scholl's corn pads.
He does?
Yes.
How did you meet your husband, Priscilla?
Well, I...
Speaking of corn pads.
Yeah, I met him in the post office at Trona, California.
How many children do you have?
Two. A boy and a girl.
And how'd you meet your husband?
In the post office at Trona, California.
Well, I mean, you just made a practice of going to the post office and picking out a husband? And now you have two children. You must have been hanging around general delivery. Worked out pretty well, didn't it? Now, you have two children?
Yes.
And how many children do you have, Mr. Brody?
I don't have any.
You don't have any children?
No.
Why not?
I'm not married.
Pretty happy about it, too. Have you got a girlfriend?
Well, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? You're not sure she's a girl?
Well, she's a girl, right?
She is, huh?
Yeah.
What does this charmer look like?
Well, she's about as tall as me or a little bit shorter. And,
she's not one of the seven dwarves, is she?
And she has blonde hair and blue eyes and green dress.
Don't ever get that confused, you know. How old is she?
She's 12 and a half.
12 and a half. How did you meet this Femme Fatale?
Well, she and I were in the same class at school.
You take her to the post office occasionally?
No.
Are you romantically inclined, Mr. Brody?
Well, I don't think so, but in a couple of years, I suppose.
You can bet on that, Mr. Brody. What is romance, anyway? How would you explain it? I mean, this inexplicable attachment that arises between a man and a woman.
Well, it's when a man and a woman like each other and they buy a house.
Oh, if it were only that simple. You mean that's all there is to it? They look at each other and the quick runs out and buys a bumper.
No, they like each other like a lot and they want to live with each other and they get married and buy a house. And they live.
Oh, I see. You may be only 13, but I must say you've really lived, Howard. Well, let's talk about the PTA. Just what is it precisely?
It's an organization of parents and teachers designed to bring the home and the school closer together.
Well, that's a worthy objective. Mr. Brody, what do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty good.
Do you think the home and the school should be brought closer together?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Because it's cheaper than you walk every morning.
I shouldn't think you'd mind that with this blonde charmer you've got with the green dress. Now, Mrs. Priscilla, which way is the PTA working? Are you planning on moving the schools or moving the boys back?
Well, I think that's a silly question.
Priscilla, that's right. It is a silly question. But if I didn't ask silly questions right now, you'd be sitting at home listening to the weather report. What are the requirements for joining the PTA?
An interest in the welfare of children.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any dues?
50 cents a year.
50 cents a year? Can men belong as well as women?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Brody, do you belong to the PTA?
No, sir.
You don't, huh? If you had 50 cents, would you join the PTA?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not old enough.
What's the age limit for the PTA, Priscilla?
There is no age limit.
Takes care of that, Mr. Brody. Now will you join the PTA?
No.
Why not?
I haven't got any kids.
Well, don't come running to me with your problem. How many men would you say there are in your PTA, Mrs.
Well, I'd Bell? Say that 80% of the parents were women.
Is that so? Well, things have certainly changed since I was a lad. Well, you've been an interesting pair, and I'm sure that our schools are in good hands. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other two couples, and you get a chance at the $2,000, the Soda Plymouth question. I can't tell you how much our other couples won, but Fenneman's off stage to remind our listeners.
The beekeeper and the wedding arranger are still leading with $236.
You ready? Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected nicknames of famous people. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 are you going to try?
15.
What great boxer was known as the Manassa Mauler?
Jack Dempsey.
Jack Dempsey is right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $35.
You got 35. Remember, you're going for $2,000. Now, how much of the 35 are you going to try?
30.
What president was known as the Great Emancipator?
Abraham Lincoln.
Now you have $65.
So how much will you bet at the 65?
60.
60, huh? Did you consult Priscilla?
Yes.
I see. You'll be drunk with power here. What famous ball player was known as the Sultan of Swat?
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is right.
You guys are really fine and you have $125.
$125 is your last chance to be the other couples. How much of the $125 are you going to bet?
All of it.
Okay. Wait a minute.
All right, 100.
What fighter was known as the Brown Bomber?
Joe.
Joe Lewis is right.
And you wind up with $225. And that means the beekeeper and the wedding arranger with $236 get the chance of the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question.
That's a shame.
When your car needs the attention of an expert, there's one place to take it, to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. You see, the master technicians at a DeSoto Plymouth dealers know your car, and they know their business. They get continuous training, supervised by factory service executives. For example, more than 6,000 of these DeSoto Plymouth dealer mechanics just recently attended 252 special training schools in all parts of the nation. They got additional training in all phases of repair and maintenance and studied new service techniques. Continuous training like this, in addition to their years of experience, naturally makes the skilled mechanics at a DeSoto Plymouth dealers the best qualified men to service your car. It means your car gets the finest care at a real saving to your pocketbook when you take it where you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the beekeeper and
where,
the wedding arranger.
Where is the beekeeper?
They're going to be here right here.
Well, why do you say they're here when they're not even out here?
It's our winning couple, Groucho.
The beekeeper hasn't got his mind on those hives here.
All set for the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question.
Okay, and don't be so somber, Fenneman.
It's an exciting moment, believe me.
Not for you, it won't be. You won't get a quarter on it. Here we go for $2,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and no help from the audience, please. Here it is. James Madison's opponent for the presidency was a man whose picture millions of people see every day on cigarette packs. Who is it? Sorry, it's DeWitt Clinton.
Oh, on the,
Yes, it's on the little green thing there, on the government stand. So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you won how much?
$236 in the quiz.
Well, that ain't hay, it's not even bees. And congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for The Best of Groucho from the You Bet Your Life series. Don't miss The Best of Groucho on television, too. Also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the DeSoto fire don't hate. Tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. There's no trick to safety. It's just common sense.
You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.